Come in, my darling.
I'm just done setting up. Oh, sweetheart, you look exhausted. Have you been crying? Hey, I've missed you too. I'm here. Everything's all right. Is it that our jobs have kept us apart lately, or is it something else upsetting you? No, I understand. Everything builds up and gets to the point where you can't even express how utterly overwhelmed you feel. It's all too much. Don't even know where to begin. Combine that with poor sleep and work running you ragged, it's no wonder that talking about it's hard. With recent world events being what they are. Yeah, I won't even get into that. I get it. I'm sorry things have been so nightmarish lately. I have some news that might cheer you up a bit, though. You have me tonight, and for all of next week. Yeah, it's a shame I couldn't quite line my vacation days up with yours, but I was able to clear my schedule for this week at least. While you're at work, I can catch up with tidying the house and doing food prep, and at the end of the day, you'll have me all to yourself. Oh, I can't wait. Like, I know I already said I miss you, but my God, I've missed you. It's going to be so nice to finally be able to spend time together instead of just coming home from work and passing out in each other's arms. Oh, no, it's like I've said before. Spending so much time in other people's heads gets exhausting. I need breaks from it. And doing physical stuff like washing dishes or hoovering the living room, it works perfectly. I don't have to think about it too much. I feel nice and grounded in the present. And I feel good doing it. Especially if you hate doing it. I'm happy to take it off your hands. I'd say it's my favorite way to relax, but you know my favorite way to relax. That's for later, if you feel up to it. For tonight, let's focus on you. Of course, love. It's no trouble. I'm only sorry I couldn't arrange a session for you sooner than this. I was really worried when you first came in. You looked more miserable than my worst clients. And I treated a guy who was so stressed about taking his bar exam that he hadn't slept in days. Yeah, it took a bit of doing, but he's fine. Sweet of you to ask. Now, I know I've described my work to you before, but since it's your first time, let me explain how this will go. Right now, in this room, you're okay. All you need to do now is breathe deeply for me. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. Focus on each one. Make each breath as smooth as you can. Don't worry about your heart rate or any tension you're holding. That will all take care of itself. All in. And all out. Again. In. And out. Good. You're doing beautifully. Keep going. That's perfect. You've come a long way, but now you've made it. You're here. The door is closed. Don't spare a thought for anything that exists on the other side of it. In here, it's safe to leave all of your stress and anxiety and frustration outside. You've carried it for so long. You can put it down now and just breathe for a while. You can even cry if you need to. There's no shame in it. Of course, it's all right. That's what this room is for. It's a place where you can put everything on pause and catch your breath. No apologies now. It's okay. This is something you've needed for a long, long time, isn't it? My poor sweetheart. You've been so resilient and brave. You can let go. I have you now. It's okay. It's all okay. There you go. The hardest part's over now. Everything else is just icing on the cake. You're welcome, love. I hate that you've suffered like this, but I'm so glad I can do this for you. Here, before we continue, do you need tissues or something to drink? I can get you a glass of water, or I have decaf tea. No, I'm absolutely not making you anything with caffeine in it. I know you. You probably had so much today already that you'd vibrate into another plane of existence if I gave you any more. Yeah. I have a box of that blend back here. Although, we might have run out of it at home, actually. Remind me to pick some up later. Here you are, love. When you feel ready, I can start projecting calming imagery into your mind. This can be anything you want. Peaceful scenery, the memory of a hug, the sensation of how your body feels after you've taken a perfect bath, all sorts of things. I have a checklist of some popular ones, if you'd like to look it over. Depending on what you'd like to do, we can linger together in one scenario, or you can sample a buffet of them. Either way, you'll always know what kinds of scenarios I'm going to project. You'll never get any unwanted surprises. And if you want to stop at any time, for any reason, just say the word. The whole time, I'll be your humble guide, narrating scenarios so you know exactly what's going on. All you have to do is listen. But don't worry if you get drowsy or fall asleep. You're absolutely allowed to drift off. I won't think it's rude. All it means is that you got what you needed, and I did my job well. Feeling a bit of decision paralysis. That's okay. I have a lot of clients who are more than happy to let me pick for them. You already look a bit better just from having that tea. If clients are comfortable with it, I'll often touch their wrists or let them rest their hands in mine while I do this. It's not strictly necessary, but it helps establish a deeper mental connection. You get my special Ultra Deluxe Sweetheart Exclusive Package. I'm going to cuddle the hell out of you while we do this. God, I've been wanting to hug you all day. Feeling ready? All right. You're floating on your back. in a river, the forest canopy dappling you with sun and shade. The river isn't carrying you anywhere in particular. You can climb out anytime you'd like. The water is clean and crystal clear. If you wanted to, you could sit up and see every rock and bit of greenery below you. There are tiny fish, too, no bigger than your little finger, swimming against the current. But you'll look at them later. Right now, you're too comfortable, and the sky is big and so blue above you. You drift effortlessly. The water is cold, but you've acclimated to it, so it feels cool and almost silky around you. Your hair drifts in the gentle current, the edge of the water creeping along your hairline, but no further. The sun warms your face and the parts of your limbs that are exposed to the air. There is a deep, wordless joy in your chest, a sense of rightness that you always belonged in the water. The slight pressure of the water around you feels comforting, like the river is welcoming you back. The rushing water scours your mind clean of all thoughts, save for the sensations you feel, the easy peace welling up inside you. Would you like to stay here and drift a while? Of course, love. As long as you'd like. Like another one. Okay. Let's see. You've fallen asleep while reading a book. You can't be blamed for it, really. The porch swing rocks you softly. Your pillows cradle your head, the light cotton throw blanket resting lightly against your body, leaving you not too cool, not too warm. Your first thought as you come awake is that it smells like it will rain soon. Your book rests against your chest. A cup of tea steams on the table beside you. You feel safe, suspended there, rocking with the swing. You have a sip of your tea. It's the perfect temperature. You taste black tea, cloves, orange peel, and spiced honey. You drink slowly, its warmth spreading through you while it banishes the sleepy cobwebs from your mind. The light, syrupy texture of the honey lingers on your tongue. You set the cup aside just as the cat wanders over. He's happy to see you. You can tell because his tail is making that question mark shape. It's clear he wants to join you on the porch swing. You set your book aside, and the cat hops up. After lightly bonking his forehead against yours to say hello, he turns around three times, makes himself comfortable on your belly, and gets to work kneading the blanket, purring up a storm. You think about returning to your book while you pet the cat. He doesn't pause in his kneading, but he blinks slowly at you to show how pleased he is. Outside, it begins to rain, softly at first, but then it starts coming down harder. The cat is unbothered, a comforting, lazy weight on your stomach. The temperature drops a bit as the wind picks up, but your blanket and the cat snuggled up with you is more than enough to keep you from feeling chilly. There's no need for you to move. You're in no danger of getting wet. The indoor porch will protect you from the elements while still letting you watch the summer storm. In a way you can't quite explain, it feels like it's a show nature's putting on just for you. Would you like to watch the rain for a bit? Then simply relax. Let the sound wash over you. There's nothing for you to do now but enjoy this. It will last as long as you'd like it to. I'll come back when you're ready for another one. Thought of this in years. Of course I can. It's one of my favorite memories of you. God, look at us. We're both so young. It's early in our relationship. Everything feels new and exhilarating. We're sharing a flat roughly the size of a shoebox, but neither of us mind. It's private, it's ours, and we're in love. The view from our bedroom is beautiful. We can see the whole city, and there's this gorgeous peachy orange sunset just starting to stain the horizon. And there's the pretty glass wind chime you bought when we visited Tokyo. You like the little goldfish painted on it. We've takeaway from the Chinese place down the street. I have mandarin chicken and you have wontons and fried rice. We've eaten ourselves almost too full, but not quite. There's tiramisu in the fridge for later. I'm nursing a sort of giddy heartache in my chest. I can sense you feeling the exact same thing, like an echo. I have to go away for a weekend to do that stupid company team-building retreat. We've told ourselves that it's only for a weekend, that it'll even give us an excuse to celebrate together when I get back. But it's the first time we've been apart since we got together, and inside we're both already missing one another like crazy. Neither of us wants to say so, of course. We both want to reassure the other that we'll hold up all right. It's only for 2 days. But we both know better. There's a little tickle of amusement in you. You know that I know what you're feeling, and you know exactly what I'm feeling. And neither of us is saying anything, as if by doing so we wouldn't have to deal with the pain of being apart. I always appreciated that so much about you, you know, that you never panicked about me being able to pick up on your thoughts or feelings. I was so anxious about honoring your privacy and keeping myself walled off, but you always assured me it was all right. You trusted me. I found it comforting. And the first time you let me in fully, indescribable. Breathtakingly beautiful. I'll never forget it for as long as I live. Sorry, sweetheart, I got off track. So unprofessional of me, letting my thoughts wander. So, we've finished dinner in bed. The silence is comforting, with an undercurrent of yearning. A warm evening breeze stirs the wind chime. Neither of us want this moment to end. And, though neither of us said anything, you know exactly what to do to make us both feel better. You get the felt-tip pens out of the nightstand, and I take off my shirt. They're the skin-safe kind. We learned our lesson after that incident with the permanent ones. We don't talk. I just bask under you, letting you draw whatever you like on my back and arms. The pen tips feel a little strange, but not unpleasant. With each new thing you draw or write, the ink always takes a few seconds to dry. Traffic sounds float up to us while you doodle, and I close my eyes and luxuriate in the feel of your cool fingertips against my skin. Later, when I'm at the hotel, I can take my shirt off and get a look in the mirror at everything you've done. But for now, it's fun to guess what shapes and letters you're making. There's no worry that you'd ever write anything mean. I know that I'm going to love whatever it is. The anticipation of learning what little surprises you left on my skin makes everything feel a little less lonely. And it's soothing letting you mark me, making me yours. I'm already taking comfort from the fact that you're even doing this for me. Your little notes and drawings won't be as good as having you there with me, but thinking about them throughout the day and remembering how it felt to have you drawn me will be enough of a pleasant distraction to get me through the weekend. Certainly enough to endure office supply-themed scavenger hunts or playing that stupid human knot game. When you're all done with me, it's my turn. I draw a heart around the place between your collarbones that I love to kiss. I draw vines down your arms, just because you think they look pretty. I write odes to your collarbones, your ribs. Down your spine, I list all the ways I want to touch and taste you when I get back home. You grin the whole time and keep your eyes closed to preserve the surprise. When I'm gone, you'll spend time in the bathroom reading everything I wrote. And it won't be as good as having me there with you, but you'll remember the smell of ink and the feel of my hands against your skin, how I couldn't keep myself from kissing your ear. Your neck. Your shoulder. Now, eventually, my lips found yours. And I couldn't resist kissing you absolutely senseless. Mm. feeling better? Did that take your mind off things? Good. Did you want to sleep here a bit? You still look so tired. No, I don't mind at all. A nap sounds perfect.